Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
Welcome everyone to our newest episode. I'm thrilled that it's Kirsten and I presenting just today, and we're excited to talk about bookkeeping, which is one of the first things that I outsource in my business, and I'm so grateful for it.
So before we say we're just talking about bookkeeping, we're talking about how to help you build a kick-ass, very profitable business and to be the CFO in your business. That's what bookkeeping does for you, right? Bookkeeping sounds so boring, and I don't want to do the bookkeeping, but bookkeeping is magic because it gives you so much flippant information to make decisions in your business.
Okay, so what is one of the things that people miss when they are either doing their bookkeeping or not doing their bookkeeping?
Yeah, it's interesting because so many small businesses totally miss write-offs, right? There's things that they could write off, which would lower their tax obligation, but because of lack of organization, because of lack of bookkeeping, they end up paying more taxes than they need to. And that's so challenging because when you're building a business, every penny counts, whether you're going from zero to 50,000, 50,000 to 250, or you're trying to get over that $1 million mark. Being smart and strategic about your money is incredibly important, and missing write-offs and paying more taxes just doesn't make any sense.
Are there certain write-offs that a lot of people miss? Some obvious ones, maybe?
Yeah, I think there's some really simple ones that we see a lot of times, like home offices or percentage of utilities. And I feel like partly because that's not always tracked in your bookkeeping, but it's one of those things that people think is not really going to add up. And first of all, for those of you that have an LLC or you're incorporated, you have bylaws that you have to abide by in order to have the legal protection of that LLC or that incorporation. And one of those things is not commingling funds. So if you are commingling funds, you may not have the protection that you're expecting to have with your LLC or your incorporation. But what happens is when people are commingling their funds, it's an easy way to miss write-offs. You're paying for things out of your personal account, then you forget to write them off. A few months go by and you just totally forget about them. Or at the end of the year, you're trying to pull all these receipts together and sort it out. Is that my personal number? Is that my business account number? And it's a mess. So you can really miss all kinds of tax deductions when you're not organized and you're not planning where your money's going.
Yeah, I love that. That makes so much sense. I remember you encouraging me to do that when I first started my business. And it was just a really nice definition of this is personal stuff, this is business stuff. And then, like you said, it when you have to pull it all together, you're not confused about which is which.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I was talking to one of our clients. She started her business not long ago, and she's not quite profitable yet. She's probably spent a little bit more money than she needs to, which we're working on with her bookkeeping VA. But she was doing just that. She was spending her personal money. And I said, if you have to spend your personal money, sometimes your business might need an influx of cash. Lend your business the money. Write a check to your business as a loan, $500, $1,000, $10,000, whatever that looks like, and then use the money from your business account. Then you can pay that money back as a loan rather than it looks like income, and then you're paying taxes on it. So that was one thing that, you know, if you're at that place where your business is struggling a little bit month to month or every now and then, and you're just commingling because of that reason, it doesn't mean you can't ever use personal income in your business, but you want to invest it like a business owner. You want to think about your business as a separate entity and make a loan.
And then if I'm not mistaken, a lot of people don't take all the mileage write-offs that we have. Now, a lot of us don't have as much mileage as we used to, but again, it's something that people probably say it's not that important, but it's one of those things, if I'm not mistaken, that does add up.
Yeah, mileage can definitely add up. And the problem is people, they worry about getting audited, which they should. And because they haven't really tracked their mileage, they're not using a simple mileage app. They don't have a really good record of it. So most accountants and will tell you to err on the side of caution. If you really haven't documented it, don't just jump in and guess, spent 10,000 miles this year. So you really want to make sure you're documenting your mileage. And everything is so much easier now because of technology. There really isn't any reason not to do that.
Yeah, you don't have to have those little books anymore where you write down where you started, where you ended, and then you got to pull up MapQuest or something to figure out how many miles it was.
Yeah.
So let's talk about another issue people sometimes have with bookkeeping, and actually what bookkeeping will alleviate, and that is subscription creep, they call it.
Yeah, that's really funny because a lot, again, it goes back to our clients. When they first start working with their bookkeeping VAs, we hear it all the time. I had no idea I was still paying for this. Oh my gosh. Or I was looking at all of these different subscriptions I have and realized half of them I'm not even using. So again, as a business owner, you get so busy. You're out trying to make money. You're working with your clients. You're trying to make them happy. You've got all kinds of things going on. So it's very easy. And that's why subscriptions, memberships, and things like that can be so profitable, is because people often forget that they have them. What we find most of the time is clients are often paying for multiple softwares and they don't need to be. So some examples of that is one of our clients. She's on our software From Leads to Sales, our white labeled version of High Level. And she was still paying for a software that would do QR codes for her. That can be done right in the software. Or you'll have someone who has something like, they're still using Calendly, even though it could be done in their software. So as things are moving a lot faster with technology, a lot of times you don't need all of these different softwares when everything can be in one place and way more cost effective. But yeah, all those little subscriptions can add up quickly.
And what about the ones that you sign up for a week free or 2 weeks free? Do you know why they do that? Because a lot of people forget and then they'll just carry on and build month after month.
Yeah, and it's so powerful because again, we get really busy and you think, oh, it's $10 here, $20 there. It's not going to make or break me. But the reality is, when you start looking at your money each month and you realize that there's just all these little tiny leaks in your bucket, that money adds up quickly. And so by ending those subscriptions and really knowing where your money is going each month, it gives you the power to choose. It's also, I know, shopping for our business cell phones, Jeannie, we make sure to do something every couple of years because otherwise they will continue to go up. This isn't about business. This is about personal, but I want you to think about this. On one vehicle, I had one vehicle that I've registered in Florida is mine. And I've had the same insurance company for the past few years, and it had gone up. It was coming out of like $2,000. I shopped it and I'm saving $800 a year. Think about that. $800 a year on auto insurance. And so as a business owner, think about, are your cell phone bills going up? Is there anything in your business that you can shop for? Even your business insurance, can you shop for those things and make sure you're getting the best prices? Because sometimes when you're with the same company, it's kind of being boiled slowly, right? They just go up a little bit each year and you're so busy. You just think, oh, that must be normal. I hear about how expensive insurance is in Florida. So I guess that's just the way it is. And this year I was like, I'm going to spend some time and check around. I was blown away that it was an $800 savings. So yeah, we can end up wasting a lot of money. And I think that can be personal as well as business. And that's another thing that I love, Jeannie, is so often our clients will have, once their bookkeeping VA is up and running with all their business stuff and they built a great relationship with them, they'll often have their bookkeeping VA take care of their business and personal bookkeeping. And that can just help them save so much money.
But actually, I have a real life example as well. And that is our home Wi-Fi, which I also use for my business. And I had the same subscription I've had for years and years. And then I think I had an issue with it. Something wasn't working. And so when I reached out to them, I said, what kind of deal can you give me now? Oh, we can give you this deal. It halved my cost from, I think, $150 to $70 a month. I was shocked that, like you said, we forget when we use the same company over and over that A, we can shop it, and that B, there just may be a better package you can get.
And you're probably getting faster internet. Better package altogether.
So great.
Again, we get so busy. I know, Jeannie, when you started your business, your kids were little, and then you were taking care of aging parents. I took care of both my parents when they were ill. And so you go through these phases. It's not just life, it's business, but we get so busy and there's so much going on. And sometimes there's things that are just more important than sitting down and shopping around for that, or trying to find that other pack of receipts that we could use for write-offs. So being proactive and having support, I always like to use the word support, because when I think about outsourcing, whether it's, you know, to a bookkeeping VA or using a software virtual assistant or a marketing virtual assistant, it really is about having someone in your business to support the things that need to get done in order to allow you to run a really profitable business and have time for your life. I feel we're a little older than a lot of the other business owners that we talk to. And I feel like burnout has become such a big thing. In some cases, I feel like it's almost been a badge of honor. And I guess that maybe that comes from the hustle culture. But being self-employed for so many years, you're going on what, 18 years of being self-employed? I've never burned out. And I think it's because you and I have both understood the value of outsourcing and the value of having support in our business, or even sometimes it's having support at home, right? It could be someone that cleans the house or cuts the grass or things like that. You can't do it all, and you shouldn't, and build a balanced, healthy life.
Yeah. And especially the bookkeeping part, because that's the part that we always feel bad about. Because we have, oh, we're behind on our numbers, and oh, we haven't looked at this. And then there's that guilt and that shame of having that. But when you have a bookkeeping person, a bookkeeping virtual assistant, you're looking at those numbers at least every month, and you're feeling really good about it. Even if the numbers aren't great, there isn't a lot of revenue coming in, you still know what your goals are, and you know what you need to bring in order to take care of those expenses. So, yeah. So valuable.
I love that whole concept of what we focus on, we get. And if you focus on having a financially healthy business, that's what you'll end up getting by going out and getting more clients, raising your prices if you need to, eliminating some of your offers, by having the information that bookkeeping provides. Because yes, we need bookkeeping for taxes, but the reality is solid bookkeeping allows you to make decisions in real time based on the numbers that you have. And that's really part of building a stable financial business that can continue to grow. Because if you're not looking at that financial foundation and a great opportunity comes along to grow, you may not have the money for it, or you may not have put the structure in place with other support people on your team to be able to take on great opportunities or to double your income or to scale at the level you want. So understanding your numbers and really being active with your finances, it doesn't mean you have to do your bookkeeping. It just means you need to be involved with your bookkeeping and reviewing things and really strategizing about how you want to use your money.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people see their sales and they assume that's net revenue, and it's not, it's gross revenue. You right. have to take into consideration, what am I paying for this? What do I pay every month for that? Or every once a year? And so, yeah, it's really important for you to stay on top of that.
Yeah, it's interesting because I was talking to someone, I was being interviewed on a podcast the other day, and I don't recall who it is, but we were talking after the podcast interview and the host said, do you know so-and-so? And I said, no, who? And she was saying, oh, he's a great guy, blah, blah, blah. He does, I think she said he does like 3 million in revenue, but he's running like an 85% profit margin. And I'm like, dang, that's impressive. So you could have a $3 million business and make 50 grand a year. And that means you've got a lot of headaches, a lot of liability, and a lot of work for very little income that you're pulling out, very little profit and salary that you're pulling out for yourself. So I think that's another way we like to encourage our clients to look at your business. You want to look at it as your gross revenue. You want to look at it in the sense, are you pulling out a fair salary, something that will be competitive in the marketplace? And then on top of your salary, is your business profitable? So you're taking distributions. And I think when people start to understand that part, it allows you to cut costs anywhere you can. If that money's not working for you and making a difference, maybe you don't need to spend it. And then how can you lower your cost? And it's interesting because I was talking to someone, and there's a bookkeeping shortage in the US. There's just not a lot of bookkeepers. And I actually hire bookkeepers for bookkeeping companies and CPA companies, which is how you and I ended up here today, helping our clients hire bookkeeping virtual assistants. But it's interesting because if you're a small business and we help you hire a bookkeeper at $6 an hour, so maybe your software is costing you $20 a month and your bookkeeper is costing you $30 a month. So you're paying 50 bucks a month for your bookkeeping. As your business grows and you become more profitable, you can afford to pay $50 to $100 an hour in the US, but why? Why pay more money for the same service that you can get at a very cost-effective rate? So that's one of the things we're always talking about. Is there a way to get the same quality of service or product at a better price when you're thinking about how you're growing your business?
I love that. Okay. Another thing that people make the mistake in their bookkeeping is, this is the big one, tax time. They're not ready when the CPA says, I need your stuff. Or when that time of year rolls around and they go, oh, I got to pull all this stuff together. And then they're frantic for weeks and weeks trying to find things that they had.
Yeah. So that goes back to missing all of those write-offs and overpaying for services and subscriptions and things like that. So yeah, it's think about the mental health, the mental stress and anxiety and wasted energy, just so much wasted energy, knowing here comes April 15th. Oh man, I filed the extension. Or if you have an LLC, March 15th, I've got the extension filed so I can relax a little bit. But then all of a sudden the next deadline comes and you're back to anxiety driven and in overdrive trying to get stuff together. It is so much better to go into tax season with everything done. You can hand it to your CPA. You can file your taxes without an extension. But also what happens is as your business becomes more profitable and you're able to take more money out personally, by having everything done regularly, you can start meeting with your CPA or your financial planner in advance. If you wanted to start contributing to your IRAs or things that are tax deferred, you can make a plan to do that to lower your tax liability. So by having a plan in place, you can start strategizing different tax strategies that may help you save more money. I've got this book right here. I have not read it yet. I actually won it at an event. And it's called The Power of Zero. And it's basically like how to lower your taxes, how to get to a zero tax bracket. I don't know how you do that and make a lot of money, but I'm going to read it and find out. And I'm actually going to invite someone to come on our show to talk about this. Because we want to make all the money we can, and we all have an obligation to pay taxes. We want to help put those kindergartners through kindergarten and get them through middle school and high school. We want to make sure our roads are taken care of. We want to make sure that we're taking care of elderly people. Like, paying our taxes is important. It funds the police department. It does all of these things. We want to pay taxes, but you don't want to pay more taxes than you have to. So the reality is, by having great bookkeeping, you can start to really learn how to manage your money so that you are paying your fair share of taxes, but not overpaying in your taxes.
I love that. So three mistakes that people make that we want to make sure you don't make are missing write-offs. Two is subscription creep. And the third is not being prepared and planning for your taxes.
Yes. So
I'm hoping that everybody listening, this has been really valuable for you and that you've learned a little bit today. And if you're actually interested in outsourcing your bookkeeping because it's something you know you should do, or you don't want to do, we will put a link in the show notes to our program called Love Your Profit, where we will help you find an amazing and qualified bookkeeping virtual assistant. So thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com. Take your business to the next level.